mind disagrees with the Shach, that'd be very nice.
Well, it's a fundamental, you're right, it's a fundamental machlokas. Tosa says the only answer I have is whether it's in the house or in the field.
Okay, I understand. But the question is, we have a kasha, why Tavis throws in, we know already Pshat Abaya. So why does Tavis repeat?
Yeah, because he knows there's another mahalach of Nechusa by Matana.
Okay, so I have to see. Okay, anyway. So the Maisa, the Shach goes ahead and says, a Pshat, why he argues with Tosfos. So the Einei Gadda, just to review why we didn't like the Einei Gadda, because we want to contrast it to a Pshat. We want to say why the new Pshat will hopefully work. The Einei Gadda learned Pshat that if I asked you, what is the Nikudas HaMachlokes between Tosfos and the Einei Gadda? So Chayra, the Nekudas HaMachlokes is that the Einei Gadda says that when the owner, Mori Bar Isik, or any owner, is not Makbid, there's no Isik Gezo. Because the Yisoid of Gezo is based on Hakpada. In other words, the Einei Gadda is Miyachadesh. I would have thought that before the Einei Gadda, I thought that Gezo is automatic. Just like, for example, many people say the Isser Eishas Ish is a form of Gezo. You don't need Hakbada to make the Isser Eishas Ish. It's automatic. You're taking his wife, it's Usser. Taking the other person's thing, whether he's Makbid or not, is intrinsically Usser. You're not allowed to use something that's not yours. Except that there's a Svara that's in the Bailim, has the Kayach, since he's a Bailim, he can remove the Isser Gezo. He can say, I'm not Makbid. But cause mind that the Bailim doesn't become Ba'aseh, remove the Isser Gezo. There's an automatic Isser Gezo. That's Chayra the Pashtus, and that's Chayra where Tosfos is holding. Comes along the Shach and says, no. You know, if you have to remove the Isser Gezo, so then that wouldn't work because that's Abaya holds Yish and Almidas for Habe Yish. You didn't consciously think to remove the Isser Gezo, just like you didn't consciously think to have Yish. The fact that I would have removed it, that's very nice, but you didn't. If the Gezo is automatically there and you have to remove it, so you didn't remove it. So it comes along, according to the Einei Gadda, the Shach is Mechadesh, you don't have to remove the Isser Gezo, but cares. You have to create the Isser Gezo. Because the Gezo, Isser Gezo, is not automatically there. The Gezo Gezo is only created through the Hakvada. Since the Isser Gezo is created through the Hakvada, so it's very simple. Yishalo, when a guy doesn't have Kepeda, I don't care if the Shalomi Daito, but a Maisa, there's no Kepeda. Right? It's a very, very, the Shach is simple in as far as he's at half. If the whole Isser Gezo is created by Kepeda, and you're not Makbid, I don't care that it's Yishalomi Das, the Maisa, I'm not Makbid. You need a positive Akbada. This person doesn't have a positive Akbada. So, of course, there's no Isser Gezo.
I thought yesterday Rebbe was clearing this within the Einei Gadda, no?
I was clearing it, but I'm assuming that the Einei Gadda, okay, yes. But I think that's what with the Pashas, the Einei Gadda, that's what he's saying. That's why his chat makes sense. That he's saying that the simple pshat of the Einei Gadda, but the simple pshat of the Einei Gadda is if you learn this, see, if you learn the other pshat, so what I don't know what this far is. You know, the simple pshat is he's saying that you have to create the Isser Gezo to be eaten the Iker Gezo. The Iker Gezo Bekpeda Tai Rachmana. You need a Kpeda. So I don't care why he's not Makbid.
Why by Yeish is there Hakpada?
What?
Why by Yeish is there Hakpada? Because it's Bal Karche.
We're saying, so the way we read it, so that's the second half of the first half of the Shach. So you'll say, why by Yeish is there Hakpada? So he's saying, because really the guy is not so happy that someone's using it because he's hoping He has a, you know, even though he's miyayish, but he's hoping to really get it back.
What do you mean? But he is miyayish, so?
He's miyayish doesn't mean that he's not
miyayish hoping takes to off get it back. Butter, doesn't it?
Miyayish doesn't mean that, well, the way we learned yesterday in the Ayin Egyantis. Miyayish means a hargosha of vay nechisaren kiss. That I probably won't get it back, so I feel vay nechisaren kiss. But I'm still hoping, dreaming, wishing that I do get it back. I realize it's very unlikely. It's Vayanai Chisarin kids. But I'm hoping I'll get it back. So I have Hakbada. I don't want someone eating it because if he eats it, then I'll never get it back. So, I mean, maybe once Yish makes it Hefker, then I have no Hakbada either. But if Louis, according to Abaya, that Yish and Amidas are the Yish. So it doesn't, there's no Yish. So now if someone picks it up, they have to return it to me. So I have Kbeda because I'm hoping he'll return it to me. Hopefully he'll figure out whose it is and return it to me. I think that's how he wanted to read the Ayin Egyant. That by Mari Bar Isik, he has no Kbeda. So it's Pashit. There's no Kbeda, there's no Ganav. Yish Midas Lava Yish. Yish Midas means that it's not considered active das, but here for kids, you need active kbeda to make the yisr. There's no active kbeda to make the yisr, so it's mutter.
Truma is a whole different mechanism.
Truma is a different. He says truma there, you need active das because truma you need to make a chalal shlichus. There also, so yish needs active das, truma needs active das, truma needs active das, but by absence of kbeda, you don't need active das, you just need absence of active das. So even Abaya, who holds Yish, Shalomi Das, or the Yish, Chad is Abaya holds that this is not considered active das. But here you don't need active das, you just need absence of Kbeda, because the Kbeda is what makes the Isser. So if there's no Kbeda, there's no Isser. It's a very, very nice chat. The only problem that we had. Is that we thought it did not fit at all. I really, you know, I was going over it again in the Lashon of the Shach. Besides that, we had Akasha, according to him, if Gezel needs Kveda, why buy a baby? Is there an Isser Gezel? Okay, I also don't know the answer to that. according to without him, I would say there's an automatic Isser Gezel. So then a baby gets an Isser Gezel. But if the Kbeda is what makes the Isser Gezo. So I don't know how you get Gezo by a baby. But okay, the stomach is an answer. But the questions we asked yesterday, just in order, two basic questions. The first question, which I happen to think is a strong question, but I don't know if the guys heard it as such a strong question, is that the Shach is out of order. Is that The Shach is discussing first why by Yish Rami Das you don't have the heter of no Kbeda. Now, at that point of time, he never told us that he argues with Tosis that you need Kbeda to make the Yisr. So it's almost like a silly discussion. Tosis hold is an Yisr Gezo even when you don't have Kbeda. Tosis holds the Yisr Gezo comes automatically. So Kozman, that you don't tell me that you disagree with that. You don't have to tell me, well, why by Yish isn't it mutter because there's no Kbeda? It's Pashit, because there is no such heter of no Kbeda. First, you have to inform me that there's a heter of no Kbeda, and then you can start discussing why by Yish you don't have the heter of no Kbeda. But it doesn't make sense to discuss that point first. Now, the person who's reading the Shach, in his Havamina, he's holding like Tosfos. And if he's holding like Tosfos, he holds that Geneva doesn't need Kbeda. So then you say, well, why by Yish, Shalomi Das, isn't there a heter of no Kbeda? What heter of no Kbeda? I never heard of a heter of no Kbeda. Well, when I get later in the piece, I'll tell you this, I'll be Mechadesh is such a heter. So first, you have to be Mechadesh that there's such a heter. And then we'll discuss why Yish doesn't have it. But It's like, how do you expect the reader to know what you're talking about? The reader never heard yet that there's a that Kedah what makes the Yisr Gezel. Right? That was our first question. I think that's a good question. I don't know any reaction. You have to speak first. You have to tell us that there's such a concept that absence of Kedah makes a heter. Before you discuss why by Yish you don't have that heter. Taisus doesn't hold that absence of Beda makes a heter, because Avada Taisus also agrees that Mitzias and Mari Barisik was not Makbid. But yet Taisus still held that if not for the fact that the Oris is Eichel Mishalo, it would have been Usser. So Taisus clearly holds that there's an Isser Gezo even when there's no Beda. So you have to be mechadesh that Tavis is wrong, that there's no Isser Gezer without Kibeda. So, but when you start the piece, the reader who's starting the piece is assuming like Tavis that there's an Isser Gezer without Kibeda. So you don't discuss it. Well, by Yishamidas, why doesn't the fact that there's no Kibeda? Like it's a silly question. He's completely written out of order.
Okay, what's question number two?
Okay, thank you. I got it. Question number two is what the guys, a number of people said, or that he doesn't hit the nail on the head, because he never, in the beginning of the piece, he never says that there's no Kpeda. That there is Kpeda. He just said there's no Yish. According to what the way he sets it up later, even if there's no Yish, there could still be an absence of Kepeda. That's what he says by Mari Barisik. Even though by Mari Barisik, there's no Yish, because it's Yish and Amidas, but there's still a heter of absence of Kepeda. So saying that by Yish and Amidas, there's no Yish is not answering the question. The question is, Dalmine, the heter of Yish, there should be a new heter of absence of Kepeda. He doesn't say in the beginning of the piece that there is Kepeda by Yish. See the Ein Egyontif, let me just look inside. I'm trying to see if the Ein Egyontif spells it out much more clearly. He says, the Kivin, Dogam Achergach no Nichole, Balkorcho Yayish, the Eno Mitzrat the Klau, Sheyika Chavero et Shalom. You see, the Ein Egyontif is saying that there's Kepeda. The Eno Mitzrat the Klau, Sheyika Chavero et Shalom. He's not happy with the fact that the person's taking his thing. So he's spelling out the fact that there is Kepeda. Eino mitzrat seklau, sheyiga chaver shalom. Eino mitzrat seklau is another way of saying that there's Kepeda. I am not happy with the fact that you're taking my thing. But the Shach didn't say that. The Shach said,
it's not a good Yish.
He doesn't stick in that there's no Kepeda. You see, the Yontif It's very nice when the Onegin, it's nice that he's, but you see the highlight, the point, the Onegin who's rephrasing the Shach, he puts in this point that there's Peda by Yish. He says it, he says it in those words. Will be Yish be Aveda Navi, because you can't say the Nichale to the Hagam Akach Lo Nichale. The Eino Mitzrat the Cloud Shika Chaver Shalom. That's a Chiddush. I would have said without, you know, if you don't spell out those words, that he is a Sratzen. Once a guy, if he would know that something's lost, you know, it's not so pushit. A normal person, when it's Aimbo Simon, and he has pastures, he has, you know, there's no way he can get it back, so that he has Kveda. I would have said, if you would have asked me, that Lu Yitzur, he would know that it's lost. He doesn't have Kveda. Because what does he care if let someone else enjoy his thing? Whereas I worked and I grew tomatoes. I worked so hard, I grew tomatoes. Now I dropped them. So I'm very upset. Here, I worked so hard, I dropped my tomatoes. But at least if someone else finds them, I want them to enjoy it. All my work should go to vain. So the way the Anagandiv is learning, that if I care, I have Kibeda. I don't want someone who finds it to take it. I want them to try and give it back to me. But that's not so Pashit, because since it's Aimbo Simon, Pashas is hopeless. He can't give it back to you. There's no way he can get it back to you. So Memeda, you might as well not have Kibeda. So, okay, I can hear it's debatable. Maybe there is some way he can find, or, you know, he'll give it to you without a Simon. He'll be generous. I don't know. He's allowed to give it to you, I guess, without a Simon. But it's surely not Mukhruch that the guy's mapping. So the Shach never spoke out that there's Kveda. So it's almost like instead always spells out is that there's no Yish. So it's very, it's the Shach is, it's not like it's a Dover Pasha that there's Kveda by Aimbo Simon. It's not Pasha at all. In Svar, I would say that there's no Kveda. And the Shach never says it. He just says there's no Yish. That's not hitting the point at all. So it sounds very daichik, the Shach in the Lashon. I'm sorry, the Anagyantiv in the Lashon of the Shach.
Okay, so let's do a new Pshat.
Oh, Rabbi Meltzer, listen, we got to stretch things out. Come on.
Why? We only have an hour. We have to have hacking time.
I'm an experienced teacher. Experienced teacher is you stretch things out to the last second, and then you say the Pshat in the minute, then you run it last minute, you run away.
That's what the Rosh Hashiva used to do.
I know. Don't you know the Shiva used to always do that. He would in the beginning of Shiva, would drive me crazy. He would go slow and slow and slow and slow and slow. And then at the last 5 minutes, it would go zoom. And then, okay. Anyway, so they see I'm the dark. But, okay.
And, so, you know what was worse? What was worse that he would just switch it to Yiddish.
Okay, I can't do that. Okay, anyway, I think Rav Baruch Bear is saying a very nice shot. I think it's Rav Baruch Bear. I can't promise Rav Baruch Bear because I can't read him. But it sounded to me like he's saying like this, that Tosis is understanding Rava, that Rava is using somehow the future, taking the future back to the past. And Abaya holds, you can't take the future. And that's why the Shach throws in Isuras to the Yadei, because that's Gufib Shach and Abaya. Abaya says, the moment you're going to use the future, you're going to have a problem with Isuras to Yadei. Right? We I forgot to mention that in the Oneg Yadav, it's a little strange why the Shach brings in Isuras to Yadei. But according Taibis understood Chani Abai, Machlekes Abai, and Rava. Rava has some system where somehow or another the future works in the present. I think we said yesterday or 2 days ago that there's two different ways the future can work, either because you have the seeds of the future in the present or the future works at Namafreya. But whatever it is,
Zuto Shalyam, where he says,
I'd like to leave because Zuto Shalyam might be a special pasuk. But at least Saivis learns that, you know, and Rava Svara of Yir Shalom Midas, the words of Taisis when he's explaining Abaya. And Abaya is the opposite of Rava. Hasha means the future. So even though in the future is Nichale, Meikaradavi Nichale. Rava holds that if it's Hasha Nichale, Meikar is also Nichale. So Rava's Svara is that the future, the Hasha Nichale, goes back to the past. Abaya says there's no such thing as time machines. You can't take something in the future and move it back. Comes along the Shach and says, there's another system. This was a system that I believe the Shiva used to quote. That I think the Shiva said this, John. Well, I'm not sure. Anyway, that you don't need a time machine. There's something called passive das in the present. Meaning that I think we mentioned this svara, that there's many people say that even though there's a mitzvah to me this to believe in Hashem, so how are you yaitzi that mitzvah every second? I am sleeping or I'm playing the piano or I'm doing tennis and baseball. Because even when you're playing baseball, the passive das somehow in your subconscious das, your attitudes is that you believe in Hashem. So there's such a thing called passive das, whatever that means. You're not thinking, but your attitude in life. That's also a form of das. So what the shach is being mechadesh this concept that there's such a thing. Taisa has never heard of passive das. He only heard of machlekes Abaye and Rava. Rava says you can use the future, and Abaye says you can't use the future. Comes along the shach and says, forget about using the future. There's a shaila of passive das in the present. It's just passive das in the present. So by yishalom midas, why doesn't it work? Because there is no passive das in the present. Because my passive das is that I wish I would get my thing back. Even though. If I would know that I lost it, I would be miyayish, but I don't know I lost it. And am I saying passive das? Well, my passive das is if I would know that I lost it and if I would know where it is. When you're discussing passive das, then you have to discuss all the ifs. Why do you take one if without the other if? My passive das is that I wish my dream is my dream. Passive das is like what my dream is. So my dream might be an unrealistic dream, but my dream is I wish I could get my thing back. So you can't say I have passive das of yish. I don't want to be miyayish. If I would know, so I would have yish bal korcho. The knowledge that I lost, it would cause me to be miyayish. But if I don't know, so you're saying the yish is coming from your passive das. My passive das doesn't want to be miyayish. My passive das, My natural inclination is not to be miyayish. I don't want to be miyayish. You can say I have a...
No, but my passive... What? My passive das is... Shouldn't my passive das be to know that I don't want to be, but if I'm going to lose something and it's aim both him and I have no hopes of getting it back, so then
but I don't know that I lost something. If I'm going to lose...
No, I know that if I did lose it, then I'm not going to get it. Yeah, and they're okay. From the eye. Okay.
But the mice, I don't know that I lost it. So why you have to have passive das and I passive das and I'm giving permission on this object. I don't have passive das of yish because I don't know that I don't have active das. I don't know if it's lost. So passive das, he's assuming passive das is what you are. Your desires are it's based on your desires, your goals, your aspirations. I'm saying, in order to be passive das, say this is who I am. This is my being. So my being believes in Hashem. I'm not thinking about it, but that's who I am. You can't say my being is yish. I don't want to be miyayish. If you hold a gun to my head, I'll be miyayish. If you tell me I lost my thing, I'll be miyayish. But I didn't. You didn't tell me. I wasn't miyayish. Say, well, your passive das is miyayish. Why is my passive das miyayish? I'm not. My passive das. I don't have a state of mind that I want to be miyayish. So I don't have a passive das of yish. I would be miyayish, but I don't want to be miyayish. And if the difference is I don't want to be miyayish, it's not a passive das of yish. Bye, Mari Bar Isaac.
It's Matana.
Where Mari Bar Isaac is, he wants to give it to his friends. He wants to give the Gedolim to Nineveh from his food. He's dreaming. When he lies in bed, he dreams, you know, wouldn't it be so wonderful if some Gadol, now it never dawned on him in a million years it's ever going to happen, because then what, the Gadol's car is going to break down in front of his house and they're going to come to his parties. He would never think of it, but he has his, it's not even, I don't even think he's saying, he's actively thinking that, but his, the way he's wired, that he loves doing, helping a Talmid Chacham, so his being, just like we say, his being as he believes in Hashem, his being, his intrinsic, the way his wiring of his brain is that I want to give the person. He didn't formulate it into a thought because it wasn't, he didn't, but that's what his feelings are. His feelings is he loves doing chesed to his friends.
Right, so, right.
Yes, so I tried to change the chat and just change it. So that was like this. So what the Shach is saying is that by Mari Bar Isaac, there's passive das that I want to give. I want not like the Oneg Yontif of Enoch Beda. There's passive das of Yish of Hakna. I have passive das that I want to be Makna. He doesn't hold the Oneg Yontif at all. There's only that you have to have. You have to have active das to take away the Yisr Gezel, not just the absence of Kveda. But passive das can also be act to create. But he's saying that there's no passive das here. There's no passive das. By Mari Bar Isaac, there is passive das. By years, there's no passive das.
I mean, is it possible, Rebbe, we make a little different split? There's a concept of ritzui and nichusa. Ritzui, you need a little bit more active ratzon. Nichusa is more like passive das.
Okay.
When I read the Shach, I thought that's what he was doing.
Okay, so he's saying that it suffices here with nichusa. Suffices with nichusa. Okay, that's fine. Nichusa is another word of passive das. And even Abaya, because Rava is being mechadesh, but you can take the das of the future and bring it back. Okay. Abaya says, I never heard of such a thing. But says the Shah, but there's a different system. There's a system of what you're calling nichusa, that we don't have to take your future das. We have the das right now, because we have, this is your passive das right now. And since it's your passive das right now, so that's fine. That's good enough. Then the Shach asked on himself. So according to this, so by Truma, and you should also have passive das right now. Because there he really wants it. It's not like Yish where it's being forced on him. He really wants it. So why?
You need Ritzoy.
Why? If I'm being Mechadesh, that passive das is a real thing. So then Abaya should agree by Truma. The answer is that Truma needs a higher level of das. So passive das can never work by Truma. There you need a higher level of das. Passive
I call das, that Ritzoy.
Yeah, no, there's passive das cannot work by Truma, by Yish. And by you know, by Yish, passive das can work. So he, basically what he's being mechadesh, this concept that there's
certain so what's the comparison of the Gemara and Truba?
What?
If Yish and Truba are not the same mechanism, what's the comparison for the Gemara's Kasha?
Because Rava's Chiddush was not passive das. Rava was mechadesh a system, even the Shach also agreed. Rava was mechadesh a system that you can take the das of the future and bring it back to the past. According to Rava's system, you can have mamish, full-fledged das, because you take the das of the future, and that's real active das, and you bring it back to the past. So even if you need mamish das,
so why do they have to say klachek tzil yafos? It's a Gemara's kashan rava too then. Why does the Brisa say you have to have klachek tzil yafos for that?
Because you need a gita that the guy's nichale. Because otherwise it won't get, they need the future to say that he's nichale. But
and you transport it back.
Right. So rava holds that you can take a real das and bring it back. And therefore it works by truma, it would work by tumah. Abaya says, you can't bring, I don't know that this whole thing of bringing a das back. The Tosis thought that therefore if Abaya holds, there's no such thing as bringing a das back. Maybe the reason Gufa Abaya holds you don't bring a das back, and this is what I think the Birka Shmuel is saying, I'm not sure, is because the Sisuras of the day, because the moment you have to bring the future back, even though it's working in the Mafreya, it runs into the trouble of Isuras of the other. Rava may behold, since you're bringing the future back to the past, it's not a Isur HaSaliyadeh, because it becomes a Mafreya. But Abaya holds that since it's a Mikana Haba, a Mafreya, whatever, something like that. So it qualifies for an Isur HaSaliyadeh. So because of the problem of Isur HaSaliyadeh or whatever, so Abaya holds, there's no such thing. And I take it back, because then it wouldn't be by Truma, so I take it back. Abaya holds you can't take back das from the future to the past. Comes a little to Tavis, and Tavis knows that Shana Abaya too. That's what Tavis says. Hash avagav the hash anichare mikard of anichare. That's Tavis's kasha. Comes along the shach and says, but there's another system. There's another system. There's a system of we do das in the present. We don't have to take das from the future back. We can live in the present because you have a state of being. But state of being is only what you want, what your desires are. Because it's not what you're, if you don't have information, it can't be the what you're thinking. It's what you want. What you want is what your state of being is. Because even now, a person on some level is always, so to speak, thinking what he wants, or it's that's like something there. Not so clear, to be honest, but something. So what you want is a state of being. So by Yish, this is not what you want. But by Mari Barisik, it's what you want.
What's the relevance of bringing in the me Korobi Suba Saliyadi Behara?
I don't know. I was going to say, but I shrugged myself up, that's Kufa, the reason why Abaya argues with Rava and holds you can't use the future. In other words, since the only system that you can use is using the future, and this, you know, he's saying in by Mari Bar Isaac, you're not using the future. There's no problem. But here by Yish, the only system that Rava has is using the future. So Abaya holds you can't use the future because he's Surah Saliyadeh. But that's no good, because then if Abaya's problem with Rava is he's Surah Saliyadeh, so then what was the Gemara's problem from Truma? Truma has no problem of Surah Saliyadeh. So then Abaya could theoretically be made to Rava by Truma. If you say that the reason why Abaya disagreed with Rava, because he doesn't like the concept of using the future. So then Truma, there'd be no, then Abai would agree to Rava. So I don't know. So I don't think you can say that. So then. What?
I mean, Sadi's right. I mean, he uses these concepts in the Sefer here. The Shach.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why he's using it. I agree. I don't know.
He's bothered by the comparison.
Okay, but the answer is because it needs a higher level. I'm just saying, but what is
right?
What is the Maisa? It's good in Rava. It's no good in Abai. If the reason why Abai disagreed. Yeah, okay, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. So I don't know why he brings Israel out there. That I don't know. But he's saying, you know, it's a little bit not as good either, but because he's not, he definitely doesn't really spell out, he never spells out his Yisoid, that there's such a, you know, this type has never heard of this concept of a passive das.
That's right.
So what really the Shach should have done is he should have spelled out that there's such a concept. And he doesn't, but he just explains that by Yish you don't have it because he doesn't really want it. But he doesn't tell us that there's such a thing. It's also not the perfect in the Lashon. He's like, he should have communicated that there is such a thing as passive das. Okay. Anyway, that would be the chat I would like to. I'd like to read it in the Birkei Shmuel and see if it fits in. But before we get there, I want to say one other thing. But does anyone have any reaction to the chat? Any reaction? Does it make any sense? Shmuel, you're not speaking.
We passive das on this reaction.
Aye, aye, aye. All right, well, you know, why aren't you screaming? Not like you.
I tried to before, but Rebbe said not to.
I don't know.
I'm a little bit, I guess, lost over here because.
Such what? A beautiful pshat. You're
in
the beauty of the pshat.
I think Shach saying something else, unfortunately, but. But besides that, just according to Rebbe, why doesn't, I mean, that svara is debatable by itself. Once a mechadesh that svara, it should be debatable by itself in Yish. In other words, this idea that's bakar, not bakar, Rava technically could have came along and said, if they held like Rava, they could have said, we don't have to even come on to the whole zach. We could eat because of the svara.
Understand that we don't, that's not where Abai and Rava are arguing. You see from Abaya that there's no passive das by Yish. So Rava also holds there's no passive das by Yish. But Rava holds that I don't care there's no passive das by Yish. You're allowed to use the future. Right? So I think the Rav Nochem says this clearly because in Rava, he says that Taisus later says, the Gemara and Chav Beis Amabei says, that by Yasmi, the Taisus and Taisus, the little type in the Chabez and Abez, the Lav B'nai Mechina Nino. Bishnu, the Mora says, the Mora asks, how do we go ahead and eat from the Yisoyimim, the Yish, the Yisoyimim Lav B'nai Yish Nino? When it's, Taisus says, Bishma the Rava Kivne the Chigadi Miyashi Hashi Nami Mikra Yish. So the Rav Nochem says clearly that you see from Taisus that you're taking the Yish of the future.
See, maybe only call it a Svara.
Yish, you have to take the Yish of a Gadol. Right now he's a Katan. Katan can't have Yish. If you're using the Svara of passive Das, then it's only the passive Das of a Katan. So the fact that Taisus says that according to Rava, the Yish of a Katan works because you can use because of the future. That means that Rava, Rav Nachman says clear, that Rava clearly is holding the Svara, that you take the future and you move it back. It's mashman taivis is lashon. That also you take the future, the present, which is the future, and you move it back. So Rava,
maybe that's because of the svara.
What svara?
Didn't we say this in the Ritva and Rava that we said that there are people who say there's a passive das over here, and that's what gets out of the Surubal Yadai because of this kind of now, whatever that is. So
you could say that there are different ways of explaining it, but the way Tysus apparently says, and as we've said before that maybe Rava as far as passive das, but the Tavis, I'm saying the Maisa, the Diak and Lushan of our Tavis that we're learning, that Tavis says in Abaya, who's the Lafuke from Rava, Avagav the Hashan Nichare, Mekar Lavi Nichare, is pretty clearly that he's understanding Rava's Fara, that it's the Hashja that moves to Mekara, which means that you're moving back in time. And I say, and Rav Nachum brings a very, very clear, I don't think there's any way you can budge Rav Nachum's Raya, that Tosfos on Chaf Gimel Beis Amud Beis says that that if you have the dates of a Yisaimim, but they would be Miyayish when they become Gedolim, but this year Shalom Das right now, you can eat it because of Chigadri Miyayish. So it's Rav Nachum said it. If Pshat and Rava is the passive Das now, so that Das is called Das, but it's only the Das of the Yasmi. Even the active Das of the Yasmi don't work because the content doesn't have Das. So obviously Pshat and Titus has to be that Rava's holding, that you're taking the future Das and moving it back. Now, does every Rishon agree with Taisus on that? I don't know. I don't guarantee every Rishon agrees. But Taisus at least is learning that Pshat and Rava is taking the future Das back. So what the Shach, who's working within Taisus, he's just arguing with Taisus, but he's working with Taisus and then going right there, he's saying, granted, Rava holds you take the future das, and Abaya disagrees and says you can't take the future das. But there's still a new system. There's a naya system of the working with the present das. If there's such a new system, why didn't that work by Yish? Because there is no present das by Yish. Because that's not what the person wants. Present das is his feelings, his desires, his dreams, his aspirations. You don't have that by Yish.
Mistama ain't a makbid. What does that mean?
Where are you seeing it? Mistama ain't a makbid.
The Shach.
I gotta get the lush of the Shach 1 second. Where does he say by
the wise
one? That's a matana. Mistama, this is what he wants. He wants the
we need a stomach way. He's a reach. The passive das is a reach. So I don't need a stomach.
We don't know that he. Well, Mari Barisic's best friend came to the field. You don't know what the person's passive das is. Mari Barisic never told us. So we have to take a guess. So our mistama is that mistama, he would not mind. But ain't no makbid doesn't mean the ain't a gyant is ain't no makbid.
The beginning of the makbid
means the positive ain't no makbid.
What does the beginning of the wide line say? I'm sorry, I can't read. This mashen can have a kivon. Mine's cut off a little bit.
Dua sheyitzrata.
He's your dua sheyitzrata, and it's a mistama ain't a makbid.
Again, hashanami mitera also yade. The mistama ain't no makbid. How's that?
You do a sheyisratza and a mistama in a makbid. That doesn't.
I don't know. You do a sheyisratza. We know he mitzratza. He will be mitzratza. The mistama ain't a makbid. That's why it's your do a sheyisratza. That's why saying, oh, her mistama. That's what he wants. You know, we don't know. It's not really your doer. It's not your doer. He's explaining how is it your doer? Your doer sheyisratza. I would say the mistama is even going back on how it's yadua sheyitzratza. It's yadua sheyitzratza. Okay, now I mean, how is it yadua sheyitzratza? How can you say it's your dua? How do you know? Because it's mistama that a guy doesn't, this is what he, if his friend comes to his house, he's not makbid.
That's called passive das, because mistama, he's probably not makbid. I could take somebody's stuff. I mean, it's interesting. It doesn't sound like this concept of we know a positive, there's some kind of positive planting seeds over here.
It's just because we don't know for sure what's in his mind. For all we know, he hates his best friend. For all we know, he's Mr. Stingy, and even though it's his best friend, he wouldn't give him anyway. But there's a mistama that he's ain't no makbid. Therefore, since we take that mistama, we assume most people, when they're very happy that they want their best friends to get it, so we assume, we follow the rive, we call up Darakuda, we go bust a rive, and we rely on the mistama, and we conclude that Yadua she'eno mitzratza, that Yadua she'etzratza, we rely on the rive to tell us she'etzratza, and therefore, that qualifies for passive das in the present. Never heard of such a thing.
What's that? The words, the mistama eno makbid. Rebbe is reading those words, the mistama eno makbid, as when he will find out mistama eno makbid, or that's already the result. Now he is mistama eno makbid.
Right now, in mistama, we want to know what's his passive das now. So we assume, we don't really know for sure. We can't say for sure. Maybe he just puts on a show he likes this guy, but he really can't stand the guy. Maybe he's there are possibilities that he wouldn't be in his rats. Maybe he's the most stingiest guy in the world, and he'll charge his kids before they eat. So we had a guy in the yeshiva that his father charged him for the food. I mean, there are such crazy people in the world. So there is things. So the mistama is
father charged him.
Okay, I take it back. I don't want to get into it. I mean, forget it. But the mistama ain't no makbid. So he said you do a sheyitzratza. Okay, it is a funny repetition, but I would have to read you do a sheyitzratza because it's mistama ain't no makbid. Because we rely on that stama. And we rely on him mistama. Therefore, we know Yadua. But Eino Makbid doesn't mean anything to do like the what's his name? The Eino Makbid is a active positive das. Eino Makbid is a force, is a chaos.
But I thought it goes the other way around. It's because in the future we know that it's Misatze, now we say Mistama Eino Makbid. Not that because of the Mistama Eino Makbid now, we know that in the future it's Misatze.
Okay, but how do we know the future? I don't know. Why do we know the future more than we know the present? I just don't know the fact.
The future is showing to us. The future is Megala to us. It's not, we're not taking anything from the future and transplanting it in the past. But the future is Megala to us. The outcome that he wishes, and that outcome that a person wishes, that is his passive das now.
But it doesn't sound like you have to wait for the future. We you do a sheitzratza means we know now already in the future.
Right, we know
that now already now the future. Why don't we also know that mistama eino makbid? Like why do we need the future to tell us the present? If you know the future, then you know the present just as much as you know the future.
No, I need to know the future. Since in the future, the outcome that he wants is, you know, to give it to them. So therefore, I can come now and say that now his passive das is also to give it to them. As opposed to, let's say, with Yush, he doesn't want that outcome. That's not the outcome that he wants.
So Yadua sheyitzratza means Yadua that he wants to be yitzratza?
Yes, we know that when, you know, he will find out. Yeah, and we're going to ask him, is this what you want? He'll say yes. By Yush, yeah, we're going to ask him, is this what you want? He's going to say, no, this not, I don't want it. I mean, I have no choice, but that's not what I want. And that is what, you know, that is what we call the passive das, is what is the outcome that the person really wants?
Yadua that if Lou Yitzur, we would have asked him, he will be Yitzratza. Therefore, Therefore, that's why we assume
that the passive das now is the same.
But okay, because obviously the same way it's Yadua Sheyitzratza, it's Yadua that he has that passive das now. It's not like, it's still like what Shmuel's question was, is that the Yadua sounds like a stronger lashon than stama. So the Yadua sounds like it's 100%, and stama sounds like a probability. So he's saying, how do you know Yadua Sheyitzratza? Because we smoke a cigar and we say the problem, we're not waiting for the future. We're just Yadua Sheyitzratza. We're using our seichel. We say we know he will be Yitzratza. So the same way you know he will be Yitzratza, you should also know that he's Eino Makbin, right? That's his passive das now. So it's a little, that's why I was trying to, you know, that was what he, okay, I don't know. That's like a kasha, and I don't know about any shot, but it's like a funny lashon. You do a sheyitzratza, and then mistama. So I was saying that the yadua is only, that's what I was trying to say. Maybe yadua.
The word mistama is the definition. The word mistama is the definition of the passive das. We can't call it, you know, yadua, because it's a passive thing. A passive thing with the mistama.
Yadua, that's his passive das.
But he calls it passive das, mistama.
Eino Makbid is Mistama. It doesn't mean the Mistama means passive das. No, I don't know. Eino Makbid is a passive. Mistama, I thought Mistama means Bezdin, our probability. Mistama is going to, and if you ask Bezdin, they would say, Mistama, this is a fact. The Mistama means passive das. I don't know. The Mistama. I don't know if Mistama means passive das. So that's okay. I don't know the answer. So the Yadua Sheyitzratza, the Mistama, Eino Makbid. I thought the Eino Makbid is a description of the passive das. That Eino Makbid is what he's thinking in the present. So the Shmuel's question is, if it's Yadua, so it's also Yadua that he's Eino Makbid. So why does he say one place Yadua and one place Mistama? So, okay, I don't know the answer, but I was trying to say a daichek. That that we don't really Yadua, it's only a Mistama, and that's what he's saying. It's Yadua that he has passive, that is his das. How do we know? The Yadua is based on a Mistama, and the Torah tells us you're allowed to follow a Mistama. So since you're allowed to follow a Mistama, you end up with a Yadua.
So why is it at all, why are you putting in those words, im ken behashta nami beteran alsi liyodei?
And what that does is that it's beteras yadei. That's the contrast what he said before. Since there's das right now, so then right now there's beteras yadei. You don't have to come on to the future. Somehow, if you're using the future. Again, I don't know. Again, I don't know why he said it, because if that's kind of China, if you're in the future, he said there's a problem of Isura Sayade. So he's saying that in the Mistama, you have Eino Makbid, and that's here right now. And since that's here right now, so there's a Tera Sayade, because it's here already. You don't have to wait for later, for anything in the later. Okay, you happen to be right. We don't know. It's really the Hetera Siyade is not the problem. The problem is why you brought in the Isura Siyade. Because with Chayra, you can't say, what I'm saying is not right. You can't say that Abaya's problem with Rava is Isura Siyade. Because then the Gemara would not have had a Kasha from Truma. So Abaya's problem from Rava, obviously Rava holds there's no problem of Isura Sayade. When you use the future, since you're using the future in the Mafreya, there's no problem of Isura Sayade. Abaya would also agree that no problem of Isura Sayade, except it doesn't hold you can use the future. So why does he bring in Isura Sayade? That's not, you know, like that's just like being a Yenta. Like obviously, you don't have a system, so of course it's Isur Asli Yade. I don't know why he brought in before Isur Asli Yade. I admit, I don't know why he brings that in.
I'm just saying, the Lefi Rebbe's way, it could be it's very important that he says that this Mestama Ina Makbid. Because if Mestama in the background, Rebbe's learning like it's a roiv, whatever that is, that gives us the level of Yedua. That's why it sets him up for the Kash of Truma. Because if it's Yedua, then Truma should be at some work. That is the higher level. He has to come out and say Mestama. Since it's based on a Mestama, you might get to Yedua, but that's not the same level as what the Torah desires in the Truma, in the Kiyutan. Whatever it is, you have a Yedua. So what's the difference between Truma? I have a Yedua. I know the answer is that's based on a Mestama. So somehow he needs that line. That's why he's bothered by the Truma, because otherwise it's mamish that level. No, I'm saying you're saying a few Rebbe's.
Okay. All right. Then let's try and read this to see if this fits in the Birka Shmuel. Let's say, okay, there's no time to see if it fits in the Birka Shmuel. But let's see. So the first paragraph he says that Yishromi Das. Only worked from the future. La Achra Maisa, Chavod of Din Das. You know, I'm skipping to the second paragraph. In other words, by matana, you don't need to use a future. Rava svara is you use a future. By matana, you don't have to use the future backwards. And in a karabet teras yade, right away in the beginning, it was beteras yade. It's not using the future backwards, right? That he's really hitting what we're saying. Rava svara is that you use the future. That's what he said in the paragraph before. But by matana, you don't need to use the future. No, be even that you need the future, but you use the mekara right away. There you have to use the soif das. To zel din das, she is starting from the mice. So you have to use some out of the end. And as a halachidish, that the end das is a din das, even in the present.
Which paragraph is this?
I just read it.
Yeah,
he's saying, I think it fits in a little bit what we're saying, that the second line, right? The mechanic in aved and matana,
right?
The matana lo be'in and lovo mishin the dia died the besayf. Now this rava svara is you have to use it the besayf, and it works for mafreya. But my matana, the shach's whole chiddush is that we don't need this old svara of the besayf. And as they make karabet teres yadei, right away, forget about the besayf. Right away, there's a heter. The danina b'tchila zed a din das, because subconscious das or passive das has a halachic din das. So you forget about the future. There's a din das now. I happen to think that's actually what he's saying. Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. I won't be here Sunday. I'm flying. I apologize. I couldn't do it otherwise. So we're gonna start Monday. What's the issue we do? Anyone have a suggestion?